"First of all," she said, "whose cup are you filling?" "Yours," I said. "Well, for heaven's sake, you don't need to impress me. Pretend I'm someone else. Am I a man or a woman?" "A man," I said. "All right, then. Pour me a cup again." I did so, and Mameha practically broke her neck trying to peer up my sleeve as I held my arm out. "How do you like that?" she asked me, "because that's exactly what's going to happen if you hold your arm so high." I tried pouring again with my arm a bit lower. This time, she pretended to yawn and then turned and began a conversation with an imaginary geisha sitting on the other side of her.
"I think you're trying to tell me that I bored you," I said. "But how can I bore you just pouring a cup of tea?"
"You may not want me looking up your sleeve, but that doesn't mean you have to act prissy. A man is interested in only one thing. Believe me, you'll understand all too soon what I'm talking about. In the meantime, you can keep him happy by letting him think he's permitted to see parts of your body no one else can see. If an apprentice geisha acts the way you did just then, pouring tea just like a maid would, the poor man will lose all hope. Try it again, but first, show me your arm." So I drew my sleeve up above the elbow and held my arm out for her to see. She took it and turned it in her hands to look at the top and bottom. "You have a lovely arm and beautiful skin. You should make sure every man who sits near you sees it at least once." So I went on, pouring tea again and again, until Mameha felt satisfied that I drew my sleeve out of the way enough to show my arm without being too obvious what I was doing. I looked laughable if I hiked my sleeve up to my elbow. The trick was to act like I was merely pulling it out of the way, while at the same time drawing it a few finger widths above my wrist to give a view of my forearm. Mameha said the prettiest part of the arm was the underside, so I must always be sure to hold the teapot in such a way that the man saw the bottom of my arm rather than the top. She asked me to do it again, this time pretending I was pouring tea for the mistress of the Ichiriki. I showed my arm in just the same way, and Mameha made a face at once. "For heaven's sake, I am a woman," she said. "Why are you showing me your arm that way? Probably you're just trying to make me angry."
"Angry?
What else am I supposed to think? You're showing me how youthful and beautiful you are, while I'm already old and decrepit. Unless you were doing it just to be vulgar."
"How is it vulgar?
Why else have you made such a point of letting me see the underside of your arm? You may as well show me the bottom of your foot or the inside of your thigh. If I happen to catch a glimpse of something here or there, well, that's all right. But to make such a point of showing it to me,